Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and oh, how glad I am to get with you, our dear prayer group. This morning is the day that our meeting starts, our autumn assembly of prayer, and I am so happy to have you started off with me today with prayer, and we're going to be praying for the meeting. I think I heard someone from Pennsylvania and someone from South Dakota identify where they're from, but that they're in Branson, and I want to welcome you, and I want to welcome any of you. I'm sure that there are several of you who are here today, and all of you in your spirits are with us, and we particularly welcome also those of you who have been in the path of the hurricane. And we're going to lift up, before we leave today, those who have suffered from it. Hawaii, I don't know whether you stay up late or you get up early, but there you are again, and we're so glad to have you in the UK and the Netherlands. I didn't hear our friends from Canada, and I kind of recognized one of their voices, and they may be here with us also. But if I missed you, they'll tell me later. I get an official report later, but I so enjoy marking off the states as you call in that I can't wait for the official report. And you're here from the UK, and we just, the Netherlands, we just praise God for this prayer meeting. And we're going to, of course, do what the Word of God tells us to do. I'm going to read it today from the Amplified Bible. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, notice these are different kinds of prayers, petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings
canceled.
Be offered canceled. On behalf of all men. All men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility. I wanted to use the Amplified this morning because of that word. Positions of authority are those that are imbued with high responsibility. And for that responsibility, you can only do it with God's help. So we're going to lift up today in our own country, those and you in your countries where you're from, those who have authority in our government because the early patriotic fathers, the early founding fathers, maybe don't mess with the phones or whatever. Thank you. But we have... We have, because of our founding fathers were guided by God, they found three branches of government in the Word of God, and that's what we've got. We've got the administrative, and that would be our president and the cabinet, his cabinet, and those appointed offices of his. We have our legislative, which would be the Senate and the House, and we have the judicial, which includes judges in the Supreme Court, and then federal judges, and then this goes all the way down to our city governments and our state governments. We face here in the United States of America, we're facing an election. This may be one of the most important elections that we've ever had, and it has to do with the Senate and the House. I don't like to be I don't like to be party minded. I don't like to be Republican or Democrat. And I can remember when I was a child, of course, you know, I've got some years on me. Thank God for the experiences I've had. But my mother and father were Democrats, and my grandmother and grandfather, whom I loved with my whole dear heart and soul, they were Republicans, and Granddad was a judge. And but I can remember civil conversations, and I can remember points on both sides, you know. But the enemy has attempted now. He has attempted. I don't know that my mom and dad would recognize the Democratic Party. I don't know that they would. But before they passed away, this started happening, and from Reagan on, they switched over. But you have to vote with godly principles, and of course all of them are just men and parties, and they all have bad things that happen in them, and bad people even, and do bad things. But when we come to this election, we have to think about the Word of God. And we have to know this is a prayer call for Israel. We have to know that Israel is the apple, Jerusalem particularly, is the apple of God's eye. I want to read you something that was in the Jerusalem Post this morning that Nikki Haley said. U.S. Envoy Haley said, Palestine is not any state at all. That's the headlines. Quote, this is what Haley said. The Palestinians are not a UN member state or any state at all. The United States will continually point that out in our remarks at UN events led by the Palestinians. The United States does not recognize Palestine as a state, as its envoy said on Tuesday, as they opposed United Nations General Assembly move to enhance the stature of the Palestinian Authority. Quote, the Palestinians are not a UN member state or any state at all. The United States will continually point that out in our remarks at UN events led by the Palestinians, UN Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said. So they are attempting in the United Nations to make a Palestinian state when there is not one. People come up with a two-state solution, and they're trying to say that there is two states already. There already are. Nikki Haley, oh my goodness, she could run for prime minister in Israel and maybe win. So what we've got to pray for is a replacement for her. And we know that friend to Israel, former Senator Michelle Bachmann, is one of the names on the list. We believe that God has a place for Michelle Bachmann in our government. So right now, the administrative office, the President of the United States appoints, that's part of the administrative office, to appoint this UN ambassador. So let's lift up right now the administrative office of the United States of America. Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our president today. We lift up President Donald John Trump. John is his name. Oh, Father, that name has been given to so many leaders. That name has been given to John the Beloved, John the Baptist. That name, you attempted to give it to Kenneth E. Hagin, and you did give it, even though his mother missed it. Oh, Father, how we do lift up this man. He's just a man. But he needs you, as all leaders and people given responsibility need you. Please think through his mind. Please hear his prayers. We know you do. And, Father, we want to praise you for it. We want to give you thanks for it. We give you thanksgiving for him. I thank you personally for every move he's made to free the church. And he's freed us, Lord. He's freed us so that when we had this upcoming meeting, Autumn Assembly, we can lead the people in prayer. And we can lead them for the upcoming election. We can lift up people to you, Father. And, oh, God, I'm so looking to this meeting. I'm so looking forward to them coming here from all the states. We've already got 7 countries who are listed as coming and registered. We have 1,500 people registered. That's our most ever. And, Lord, we know the numbers will be bigger than that, but they're so representative, as is this phone call. And, Father, this phone prayer is so representative. Do you see us here, Lord? Here we are. We're in our different places, and we lifted up our voice. And we ask you, God, to help us. I want to ask you, folks, this is for all in authority. I want to ask you for prayer. Well, let's finish with our government first. The legislative, Lord. We lift up the Senate. We lift up the House on every level. The state houses, the state representatives. Oh, God, we're going to be coming to you. We're coming to you today. And we're going to be coming to you en masse. When we come with these people, they put their feet right here and together. They've used their money, Lord, to come. And we're going to be petitioning you. We're going to give you thanksgiving for leaders who follow God And we ask you to remove those who don't. We're petitioning you for that, Lord. We petition you today for the senators and the representatives, Holy Father. We petition you today for the judicial. We particularly want to lift up Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, and his family. They will need healing in their souls, Lord. They do need it. And we know you are the healer, my precious Lord Jesus. You are the healer of men's bodies. And you are the healer of their minds and their wills and emotions, God. So many are troubled in that area. And I lift up those little girls that they won't have scars from what they have seen against their father and the wife. And Lord, we lift them up to make righteous decisions, righteous judges, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, as I've told you, our meeting begins today. This is October the 17th. I feel that this may be the most important autumn assembly we have ever had for our dear country. I have it in my mind, and I'm not sure we're going to go through with it, but I think we will at least once a day. We're going to be saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America. Because particularly of this phrase, one nation, under God, indivisible. Indivisible. But it's only under God that it can be indivisible. Satan, the adversary, is the very one who is working. And remember, folks, his day is coming. Adam's lease will run out. But he is fighting for his survival, and he will do it tooth and nail. And a nation that has stood in his way, and a nation that he knows, for it is written. It is written in Acts chapter 17 that God is the one who decides the boundaries of nations and the times they will come forth. Read that in Acts 17:26 in your Bibles. For this nation, the United States of America, God has a destiny. And this nation he has used. He has used this nation to bless Israel. He has used this nation, which he's made mistakes, for which we repent, and for which we ask his forgiveness. Oh, God, please do forgive us. Forgive us for the 1938 refusal of the St. Louis ship. Forgive us, oh, Holy Father, for everything that's ever been done against the Jews and against Israel. But, Lord, we sense that at least there has been some blotting out of some things by your precious blood. You have given us a president who has established our embassy in Jerusalem, who has taken us out of an agreement with an archenemy of Israel, taken us out of the leaders of Iran. We certainly don't think it's the will of the people, but the mullahs of Iran, taken us out of a crazy agreement with them. Oh, Holy Father, he's taken the church out of the Johnson Amendment having it hanging over our heads. Lord God, we just praise you and give you glory. And I'm asking you, Father, Holy Father, in the name above all names, to help us in this meeting. To help us in this meeting, Father, to help us find your prayers. Daniel prayed. He prayed about what to pray. And Lord, tonight we're going to be meeting with the people in our Wednesday night kickoff prayer service. We're going to be coming near to you. We're going to ask you to give us in every session what to pray and what to say. Doesn't matter about me. I'm just your handmaiden. But, oh God, I do ask these folks on this line to pray for me, that I won't miss you, that I won't miss what you want to do. Please pray for me, folks, because I think that I fit in that prayer. Those who are, as we prayed it in the Amplified, those who are in positions of authority or high responsibility. This meeting is of high responsibility. And I'm asking you to ask God that I don't miss it. And that under God, I say and pray and do what he wants me to. And then I pray that for our speakers. I pray for that Lynn Hammond. Lynn is just back from Israel. She's only been back like 2 or 3 days, and she's with us already. She'll need quickening in her body, Lord. Oh, Lord, now, right now, this minute, I lift up Psalm 103 for her, that you will renew her youth as the eagles, that you will quicken. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in Lynn, and that you will quicken her mortal body, and that when she steps out there so beautiful, you gave her such a beautiful house to live in. When she steps out there, Lord, she'll step out there with the word of God on her tongue and the strength of God in her spirit and in her soul and in her body. Oh, dearest Lord, I do pray for Chip, my son, as he gives, he's told me that he believes, well, at least a week or two ago, he thought it was, I don't know what today you've given him, but he thought he was going to speak on the glory of God. And if he does, may we have it, Lord. You said in your word that you confirm the word. Confirm the word Chip preaches with signs following, I pray. And Holy Father, I lift up Brother Copeland. I thank you so much for the favor that you've given him in his heart for this meeting. I thank you, Father, that he has it in his heart and that when he delivers his message, it'll be coming from you. And it'll be with that anointing, God, that you've given him in the prophets, especially Monday. Monday when we go out to that prayer mountain. I talked with him the other day on the phone, Lord, as you are my witness. And I say now to this prayer group as we're praying, I spoke with Kenneth Copeland on the phone, and he agreed with me that out at Prayer Mountain, we have an open heaven. And that's why we have to be out there on that grounds Monday. And on that grounds Monday, angels are going to be dispatched. For they wait around there. They're out there in companies. They've been seen. And they await orders. May the angels gather to our meeting here in Branson tonight. And every session, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the mountain. May the angels take their orders. Be dispatched. Go to where they need to go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm quite sure Ethan Cerrone is on this phone. Oh, and I also want to pray for Terry Pearsons and Shelley. They're both going to be sharing with us on Saturday night. Saturday night is our Israel night. Ronnie Levy cannot be with us. Ronnie Levy had an attack in his body, I don't know, a year or more ago. And he's over that. It had to do with a cancer. And he does not have a cancer cell in his body, but He has been hit with, I guess it's residual effects from the radiation. And he did not have, he was, pain kept him from coming to our meeting. So let's just wrap Ronnie right now. Heavenly Father, we lift up Ronnie Levy. He's Jewish. But Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. And I know, we know, that Jesus got healing for every man on this earth, and woman, and child. And we know that you said one of your first names you revealed was Jehovah Rapha. Actually, it says Jehovah Rapha. Ha! I am the Lord. I am Jehovah, your healer. You're Ronnie's healer. And I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to take away the pain from Ronnie Levy's body and to restore, Lord, healthy cells. In Jesus' name. On this phone is Ethan, I'm sure he is, Ethan Cerrone. And Ethan is our United States director, manager, and he's going to give us a report on what has happened with McDowell on Saturday night. And folks, actually, we're only waiting, that's it, for a number. We need to be assigned a number. That's it. From the building permit office. I'm going to ask that every one of you agree with me in prayer. It says if two or more of you agree and two or three agree in prayer, they shall have it. Now, we're going to ask for a miracle. Brother Hagin used to, I've often heard him say that healing's promised to you, miracles are not. Miracles, and here was what he gave as the definition of miracle. A miracle is a divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature. And I can remember Brother Hagin's teaching on this. He would say, people speak of miracle birth, but it's not. That's the ordinary course of nature. Of course God ordained it. Of course it's the creation of God. Of course it's the order of God that children are born. But a miracle is a divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature. Miracles are, when they come, it's a divine intervention. And we're going to ask for a divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature. We could wait. Did you know that in Israel they say that it takes about 9 months to get this number? So that's the ordinary course of nature. I don't want to wait for that. I want us to ask God this day, October 17, for a miracle. Will you do it with me, please? Agree with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua, we have been given that name. I'm asking you for a miracle. And I'm asking you for that building permit number by Saturday night. And I know you hear me. I know you see us right up there in the courtroom of heaven. I don't know how many are on this phone call, 600, 700, usually 800, maybe 1,000. But we're in agreement. Oft times we're every state in the union. And we are European and we are Australian. But we all are really citizens of heaven. And all of us sit beside you in him. And all of us stand before you in him. And this is a prayer petition for a miracle. I ask it and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Ethan on this line, I can see us jumping around now when that comes through Saturday night, Ethan and Julie. I want to tell you, too, that the Jim Baker Show today and tomorrow. When I came back from Washington, D.C., on the way back, when I was in the Dallas airport, I got a text that Jim Baker wanted me to be on his show, and we went on the show the next day. And Hannah and I are sharing that, and you'll get to see it the next day. Now, tonight, Wednesday night, I'm going to share about being in Washington. I'm going to show those videos and pictures that we took. And I'm going to, unless God changes me, I'm always willing for change. I tell you that for sure. And I believe the course of this meeting is going to go for our country. And I know God's going to use it, and I know America's going to be saved. Praise God. Our one nation, under God, indivisible, is going to be manifest to do the work of God, the move of God that we have to have. Now let's lift up Florida, Georgia. I'm not sure how much of the Carolinas were affected. I don't know. Lord God, we see the devastation, the pictures. Some places are gone, seems. And they're speaking of years to come back. You do something with time that no man can do. You shorten the time that it takes for healing. You shorten the time that it takes for rebuilding. You shorten the time that it takes for people's souls to be healed. God in heaven, angels, move down through people, Father, and move through heaven's resources to help our dear brothers and sisters and the inhabitants and the folks who live where the path of that storm hit. Holy Father, I do thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're taking authority over the weather. We thank you, Father, for a sunny day today. And I'm thanking you for good, beautiful fall days during this meeting. In Jesus' name. I want to lift up every person on every plane that's headed this way, every car, every rosta de macaya, every mode of transportation that are coming here for this meeting, and God bless them. Some of them probably coming on faith, Lord, maybe not even have the monies for food while they're here. And I'm asking you to feed them. I'm asking you, Lord, to take care of every person, every baby. We're having child care this year, and I ask your blessings on every mother that can come and on every baby that comes. Father, bless our ushers, bless our helpers, bless, oh dear God, our good staff. In the name of Jesus, quicken them, Lord, in their mortal bodies. They give so much. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you for the budget to be met and plenty to be in the coffers to do the work of God that you called us to do. Oh yes, folks, and I forgot to tell you this. I got a call from Diana Hagee's office, and she has asked four women to go with her to Israel. Lynn can't go, so Shelley's going to go, my daughter Shelley, in her place. And we're going to go to Israel along with Cheryl Morrison and Diana Hagee and Sheree Dollinger. And we're going to take part in Benjamin Netanyahu and Ambassador Friedman are going to be speaking at a dinner to honor John Hagee's so many years in ministry. And then there's a Jewish group going called Jewish Women's Renaissance Project. And I heard the head of it speak, and she is dynamic. She spoke at CUFI. And they're bringing a group of Jewish moms to Israel. So we're going to be some token Christians. We'll not be going on their tours with them, but we will be going in their meetings and their sessions. whatever it is that God wants to do, I felt led to do it. And I had to cancel three important things. One of them was a Jerusalem prayer breakfast in Orlando, Florida. I do hope you can get to that. If you're anywhere near that area, it's the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, which you can go to Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, Google it, and you can find out about that meeting in Tampa in mid-November. And one was a Native American meeting, and those two I just, but then the meeting that I was going to in Mississippi for Pastor Mark Gill, we just put that one off probably until January. And so praise the Lord. We're thanking God for all that he's doing. And we ask, I'm having to really hurry after this meeting. We're going to have our big meeting here. And then the 29th and 30th, we're going to be making Believer's Voice of, BVOVN and our other team. We have Prophetic Witness. We're on several television stations. And we're going to be on God Channel after January. And we're already, you can get us on Roku and Dish, Shelley and I on BVOVN Network, and we're so thankful to the Copelands for letting us have that. And so I'm going then to Israel. I'll be there until we're leaving the 31st of October. We're returning the 19th, just before Thanksgiving. So, but I'll be with you on Wednesdays. I haven't had any trouble any other country I've ever been in. And I've been in doing this phone call from Israel before. Of course, next week I'll be right here still. But we'll be doing this 8 a.m. call from Israel, and I'll be able to contact you and hear your sweet voices. I believe I'd meet you on the street, and I'd hear your voice. If I'd hear you say Fort Thomas, Kentucky, I would know you. So bless the Lord. I'm often in places, and people say, a grocery store or something, and they'll say, I know that voice. Maybe they listen to us on the radio. You can get the radio. Of course, we're on radio stations in America, but you can also get it online, radio program. So God bless you, and God bless me today. And I'm going to be counting on your prayers. As I prepare today for tonight, I'm going to be knowing that your prayers are carrying me, and I am so thankful to God for you. I could eat you up like sugar cookies. One lady said to me, I'm so glad when Wednesday morning comes, and so am I. God bless you. And some of you, I might even ask you to stand up in one of the meetings if you're here. I'd like to see that lady from Pennsylvania that said she's here. And one of the other ladies was identified herself as being here in Branson. So I believe she was from South Dakota. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving Jesus, for praying. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless you today. Shalom, shalom.